The FBI says crime in the U.S. has declined significantly in 2023. That's according to the FBI. It's worth remembering that when you stop enforcing laws, your numbers will always suggest that crime rates decrease. Or the criminals aren't being charged, or they're given a lesser charge and released, or the city has fewer cops, so there are fewer arrests, so there is less crime. How's your town doing? The city of Chicago has sued Glock, alleging they facilitate proliferation of machine guns in the city. It's just impossible to teach some people the difference between automatic handguns and machine guns. A British museum owned by the University of Cambridge has warned that paintings of the British countryside can potentially evoke dark nationalist feelings. Don't look at the paintings of English landscapes. The Victoria and Albert Museum in London, where I've been, it's very beautiful. They have an exhibit now that has a selection of villains. They have portraits of Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden and former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher. She's in the collection there, right with all the villains. Did you know that Margaret Thatcher helped invent soft ice cream? She was a chemist. The New York subway system is in an absolute crisis of crime. They've slashed police and education to give free money to all the new migrants. But the biggest story from some of our friends at the New York Post, just half of all New Yorkers plan to stay in the city over the next 5 years. That's a new poll from the Citizens Budget Commission. 50% of New Yorkers say they're going to stay in the Big Apple until 2028. That's half the population of New York. You want to have them down here? This is WCGA in wonderful coastal Georgia.